moderating with me, and I'm Gay Cobb, a member of the Alameda County Board of Education. We all know that this tragedy has left more than a half a million people displaced from their homes. We are shocked, we are sobered, we are saddened by the response of this country, the official response of our government. What can we do? What should the state do? What should the feds be doing? That is the purpose of this rally. Our next speaker to suggest to us approaches and responses, particularly from Oakland, is Ophelia Long. Ophelia is the chairperson of the Black Congress on Health, Law, and Economics. Ophelia Long.
Thank you very much. We're put together, joined together, built together, members together, heirs together, fitted together, held together, and we'll be caught up together. Today, we are caught up with the victims of Katrina in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. President Bush is going to send Cheney to the area. Now, I'm really concerned about that. Is he going to send him down there to set up the rebuild for his old company, Halliburton? I do not know who has the skills to do this, but we must write our elected officials and Bush, insisting that our people displaced by this tragedy be given jobs at a minimum of $20 to $30 an hour. Right. I'm very discouraged with the media cover, particularly the O'Reilly factor on Fox. You know, when he was accused of sexual abuse, they didn't do anything to him. But he's been on TV all week talking about the people that have been displaced from this tragedy, calling them criminals, saying they're looting. I consider it stewardship. All of those businesses are going to write this off on their insurance company. And this is stewardship. People needed it. When he saw black people taking food, he said they were looting. When he saw white people taking food, he said they were getting the things that they need. That's a double standard. I have been a Red Cross volunteer. I have been on the board of directors of the Red Cross. But when the national president was asked why they were not in New Orleans, she said they were told that it wasn't safe. It was too violent. They're in Iraq. I need to learn the definition of violence and unsafe. If they can be in Iraq, they could have been in New Orleans on the very first days of the disaster. Write all the news media and define refugee for them. Let them know that those are American citizens and they need to be addressed as such. Write George Bush. My grandson, who's 9 years old, said to me, Grandma, this is a tragedy. They knew this was going to occur and they did nothing about it. George Bush needs to be impeached. The majority of the money that was supposed to be used to fix the levees were sent to Iraq for the war. We need to write George Bush and tell him to fire Brown because of his negligence. I see some of the signs that we need leaders of people, not horses. That is so true. If my only experience for getting a job was I was fired from a job where I directed horses, I would never get a job in America. But Brown got one. I, along with Congresswoman Barbara Lee, have been in communication with Congressman Thompson of Mississippi. He would appreciate very much you sending your donation to Town of Bolton Development Cooperation, Post Office Box 3, Bolton, Mississippi. And the reason for that is we need to be able to give these small towns that have been upset by this disaster the monies to do their own repair, not have to go through the red tape, the black tape, the white tape, whatever kind of tape you want to know. I know that we as African Americans do not like to write, but if you can only say 5 words, write your congressperson, write the president, write the news media, let everybody know how we feel. It has to be handwritten. And we need to prepare in Oakland for a disaster. They may have a disaster system, but do you all know about it? Thank you very much.
now I'd like to introduce Ann Finger of the